Servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, appointed to the gospel of God, a reading from the second epistle of our teacher Paul to Timothy. May his holy blessing be with us all. Amen. But you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance, persecutions, afflictions, which happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra. What persecutions I endured, and out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yes, all who desire to live godly in Jesus Christ will suffer persecution, but evil men will and impostors will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in the things that you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned from them. And that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word, be ready in the season and come and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with long-suffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires. Because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears from the truth, and be turned aside to fables. But you will be watchful in all things. Endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, and fulfill your ministry. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of the departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day. And not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Be diligent to come to me quickly. For Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world and departed. For Thessalonica, Crescens, for Galatia, Titus, for Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is useful to me for ministry. And Tychius I have sent to Ephesus. Bring the cloak that I left with Carpus at Troas when you come, and the books, especially the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me much harm. May the Lord repay him according to his works. You also must beware of him, for he has greatly resisted our words. At my first defense, no one stood with me, but all forsook me. May it not be charged against them, but the Lord stood with me and strengthened me so that the message might be preached fully through me, and that all the Gentiles might hear. Also I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion, and the Lord will deliver me from every evil work and preserve me for his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. Greet Priscilla and Aquila and the household of Onesiphorus. Aristeus stayed in Corinth, but Trophimus I left in Miletus sick. Do your utmost to come before winter. Eubulus greets you as well as Pudens, Linus, Claudia, and all their brethren. The Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Grace be with you. Amen. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
A Catholic epistle from the first epistle of our teacher, St. Peter. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. The elders who are among you, I exhort. I who am a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ and also a partaker of the glory that will be revealed. Shepherd the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion but willingly, not for dishonest gain but eagerly, nor as being lords over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you, be submissive to one another, and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. By Silvanus, our faithful brother, as I consider him, I have written to you briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God in which you stand. She who is in Babylon, elect together with you, greets you, and so does Mark, my son. Greet one another with a kiss of love. Peace to you all who are in Jesus, who are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Do not love the world, nor the things which are the world. The world is passing away in its lust, but he who does the will of God shall abide forever. Amen.
فضل من أعمال أبائنا ورسل الأطهار المشمولين بنعمة الروح القدس وبركاتهم تكون معنا آمين. ومن بيلش أرسل إلى أفسس واستدعي قصوص الكنيسة، فلما جاءوا إليه قال لهم: أنتم تعلمون من أول يوم دخلت آسيا كيف كنت معكم كل الزمان، أخدم الرب بكل تواضع ودموع كثيرة، وبتجارب أصابتني بمكائد اليهود، كيف لم أؤخر شيء من الفوائد إلا وأخبرتكم وعلمتكم به جهرا وفي كل بيت. شاهد اليهود واليونانيين بالتوبة إلى الله وبالإيمان الذي بربنا يسوع المسيح. والآن ها أنا أذهب إلى أورشليم مقيدا بالروح، لا أعلم ماذا يصادفني هناك، غير أن الروح القدس يشهد في كل مدينة قائلا أن وثقا وشدائد تنتظرني. ولكني لست أحتسب لشيء ولا نفسي سمينة عندي، حتى أتمم بفرح سعي والخدمة التي أخذتها من الرب يسوع لأشهد ببشارة نعمة الله. والآن ها أنا أعلم أنكم لا ترون وجهي أيضا، أنتم جميعا الذين مررت بكم كارزا بملكوت الله، لذلك أشهدكم اليوم هذا إني بريء من دم الجميع، لأنني لم أؤخر أن أخبركم بكل مشورة الله. احترزوا إذن لأنفسكم ولجميع الرعية التي أقامكم الروح القدس فيها، أساقفة لترعوا كنيسة الله التي اقتناها بدمه، لأني أعلم هذا أنه بعد ذهابي سيدخل بينكم ذئاب خاطفة لا تشفق على الرعية، ومنكم أيضا سيقوم رجال يتكلمون بأمور ملتوية، ليجتذبوا التلاميذ وراءهم، لذلك اسهروا متذكرين اني 3 سنين ليلا ونهارا لم افطر على ان انذر بدموع كل واحد. والان استودعكم يا اخوتي لله ولكلمه نعمته القادره ان تبنيكم وتعطيكم مراثا مع جميع القديسين، فضه او ذهبا او لباسا احد لم اشتهي. انتم تعلمون ان حاجتي وحاجه الذين معي خدمتها هاتان اليدان في كل شيء. ارتعيت انه كهكذا ينبغي انكم تتعبون وتعضدون الضعفاء، متذكرين كلمات الرب يسوع انه قال: مغبوط هو العطاء اكثر من الاخذ. ولما قال هذا جثى على ركبتيه مع جميعهم وصلى، وكان بكاء عظيم من الجميع، ووقع على عنق بولس يقبلونه متوجعين، ولا سيما من الكلمة التي قالها إنهم لم يروا وجهه أيضا. ثم شيعوه إلى السفينة، وكلمة الرب تنمو وتزداد وتعتز وتثبت في كنيسة الله المقدسة. آمين.
Blessed month of Tut, may God in goodness and renew it for in peace, for us in peace and tranquility, where our sin and iniquity forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord. O my brethren, amen. On this day the church celebrates the commemoration of the great miracle and the Lord Christ performed for the honorable Saint Abba Athanasius, the 20th Pope of Alexandria. When Emperor Constantinus, the son of the righteous Emperor Constantine, adopted the heretical teaching of Arius, he sent a man called Gorgias to Alexandria. He also sent along with him 500 horsemen and letters appointing Gorgias Patriarch of Alexandria instead of Abba Athanasius the Apostolic. When this man arrived to the city, he preached the Irenaeus teaching of Arius, but only a few people of the city accepted his teachings. Therefore, he killed a large number of the people of Alexandria. Saint Athanasius hid himself for a period of 3 years, after which Pope Athanasius went to the city of Constantinople and asked Emperor Constantinus either to restore him to his see or to slay him so he would receive the crown of martyrdom, and that was in the year 361 AD. The emperor ordered his men to place the saint in a small boat and to leave him in the sea without food or water or a guide. The emperor thought that he would die of hunger or thirst or drowning. With the divine providence of God and his watchfulness, the boat sailed along smoothly and in peace as if it was carried on the wings of angels. He arrived to Alexandria 3 days later. When the believers heard that their shepherd had arrived, they rejoiced and went out to receive him with candles and songs of praise. Then they brought him into the church and expelled Gorgias and his followers. Saint Athanasius dedicated that day as a great feast to the Lord, to whom in the glory and honor now and forever, and to you and all ages. Amen. sin is more than a posse. O my Lord Jesus Christ, our God, who said to send the unsupply apostles, many from righteous men have the desire to see which you see and are not in them, and to hear which you don't have not heard of them. But as far as for they see and you for they hear, may we be worthy to hear, to act according to the holy gospel, so the prayer of your saints. Remember also our Master Rabbanan us to remember them supplications and pray which ever upon to you, Lord our God's wounds. Have only fun and asleep repose them who are sick, heal them. For your Lord, the love of all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
طول السماء الإنجيل المقدس فصل من بشارة إنجيل معلمنا القديس مار يوحنا الإنجيل البشيرة تلميذ الطهر بركات علينا آمين من مزامير ترات إلى بنا داود النبي الملك بركات علينا آمين أمسكت بيد اليمنى بمشورتك هديتني وبالمجد قبلتني وأنا فخير للالتصاق بالله وأن أجعل الرب على الرب اتكالي اللي أخبر باسم بكل تسبيحك في أبواب ابنة صهيون الليل يا مبارك الآتي باسم الرب إلى القوات ربنا وإلهنا وخلصنا وملكنا كلنا ربنا يسوع المسيح ابن الله الحي الذي له المجد الدائم إلى الأبد أمين الحق الحق أقول لكم إن الذي لا يدخل من الباب إلى حظيرة الخراب بل يطلع من موضع آخر فذاك سارق ولص وأما الذي يدخل من الباب فهو راعي الخراف فلهذا يفتح البواب والخراف تسمع صوته فيدعو خرافه بأسمائها ويخرجها فإذا أخرج خراف الخاص يذهب أمامها والخراف تتبعه لأنها تعرف صوته وأما الغريب فلا تتبعه بل تهرب منه لأنها لا تعرف صوت الغريب هذا المثل قاله لهم يسوع وأما هم فلم يفهموا لأي شيء كان يكلمهم ثم قال لهم يسوع أيضا الحق الحق أقول لكم إني أنا هو باب الخراف جميع الذين أتوا قبلهم سراق ولصوص ولكن الخراف لم تسمع لهم أنا هو باب الخراف إن دخل بي أحد فيخلص ويدخل ويخرج ويجد مرعى وأما السارق لا يأتي إلا ليسرق ويذبح ويهلك وأما أنا فقد أتيت لتكون لهم حياة وليكون لكم أفضل أنا هو الراعي الصالح والراعي الصالح يبذل نفسه عن الخراف وأما الذي هو أجير وليس راعيًا الذي ليست الخراف له فإذا رأى الذئب مقبلا يهرب ويترك الخراف فيخطف الذئب الخراف ويبددها لأنه أجير ولا يبالي بالخراف أما أنا فإني الراعي الصالح وأعرف خصتي وخصتي تعرفني كما إن الآب يعرفني وأنا أعرف الآب أيضا وأنا أضع نفسي عن خرافي ولي خراف أخر ليست من هذه الحظيرة ينبغي لي أن آتي بهؤلاء الأخر أيضا فتسمع صوتي وتكون راعية واحدة لراعي واحد
He sits at the right hand of his Father, and he's coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And in one holy Catholic apostolic church, we confess and baptism for the remission of sins.
Amen.